Good day, Mike Powers with your KWIN local news. A Gordon County grand jury has indicted a man on multiple charges in connection with a crash that claimed the life of a Dade County resident. Authorities say 45-year-old Matthew Allen Pickens of Calhoun faces charges including felony murder, multiple counts of homicide by vehicle, serious injury by vehicle, DUI, and fleeing law enforcement. Investigators say Pickens was fleeing at a high rate of speed, traveling the wrong way on the Highway 53 spur when he crashed head-on into another vehicle. That crash resulted in the death of 49-year-old Donald Brandon Franks of Lookout Mountain, a Dade County man. Officials say the case will now move forward in Gordon County Superior Court. Relief is now on the way for drivers across Georgia. Governor Brian Kemp has signed legislation suspending the state's motor fuel tax. The measure is designed to provide immediate financial relief as fuel prices remain high. Officials say drivers could begin seeing lower prices at the pump in the coming days. In DeKalb County, Alabama, authorities say a missing man has been found deceased. The DeKalb County Sheriff's Office says Carl Allen Buckley, who's been missing since March 13th, was located following a multi-agency search effort. Officials say there's no obvious signs of foul play, but an autopsy has been ordered. Authorities are asking the public to keep the Buckley family in their thoughts and prayers. An update has been released on Georgia State Senate District 53 candidate Lanny Thomas following his recent medical emergency. Family members say Thomas did not suffer a heart attack, says he's recovering well, plans to return to the campaign trail ahead of the April 7th runoff election. The statement also noted that fellow candidate Jack Ziblick had paused campaign activities out of respect but has since been encouraged to resume. In Chickamauga, the city council has officially accepted the resignation of the city's mayor. According to a statement released on Friday, council members approved a resolution accepting the resignation, which is effective immediately. City officials say the decision follows a mediation process and comes after what was described as a lengthy review. Leaders say the council remained focused on acting in the best interest of residents while ensuring the process was handled fairly and in accordance with the city charter. With that matter now resolved, officials say the city's focus will shift back to serving the community and moving forward. City leaders also emphasize their commitment to responsible leadership and maintaining the public trust. That's your latest KWIN local news update. Stay up to date anytime at discoverdade.com and throughout the day here on the home of the Braves, the Bulldogs, and NASCAR, 101.3 FM, 106.1 FM, and 1420 AM, playing the hits of a lifetime, classic hits KWIN. I'm Mike Powers.